And separately, the Justice Department released a report alleging that the Biden Justice Department weaponized the agency against its perceived enemies, which is the very thing the Trump Justice Department is accused of. How did this come to be?
Yes, this is the first product of the so-called weaponization working group, which is something that a former Attorney General Pam Bondi stood up. The stated goal was to uncover instances of the Biden administration using the levers of government power to achieve political ends. This report is about the Biden DOJ's application of a law that criminalizes interfering with someone who is seeking to access reproductive care, including abortion. It's known as the FACE Act, and the report alleges that the Biden administration selectively enforced the act by protecting abortion clinics, but not other pregnancy centers that oppose abortion rights, that they coordinated with pro-abortion rights advocacy groups, exercised prosecutorial misconduct, including screening jurors based on religion, and that they sought longer sentences for defendants who oppose abortion rights than for those who support those rights. Meanwhile, a former leader of the Biden-era DOJ Civil Rights Division says that that team enforced the law even-handedly.